I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Remember, y'all, the bigger the hair, the closer to God. Come on. Here's to y'all Texas ladies, keeping our state beautiful since 1836. It's the Morning Bull with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave.
No, you wanna check out Mama Drama.
Mama Drama happens. We get your calls, texts, Facebook messages. You're asking us for advice. And while, yes, we love reading all of your messages, I think it comes down to us stinking at giving advice.
We kind of suck, y'all.
Right? So we're looking for your help. We call it Wisdom of the Herd. And today it's for DJ. Y'all ready for this? DJ said, he's a dude. My bud's coaching some travel baseball team and told me about a couple moms of his players. I guess they were having some team meeting, and the moms approached my friend after the meeting and warned him about giving the kids trigger warnings.
What?
What the hell? You might be wondering what the hell that means. Us too. I guess they want him to warn the kids before he does anything that involves raising his voice or anything that could potentially scare a child. These kids are 13, for the record. The moms claim these trigger warnings are common in schools these days, and they say companies are going to have to start implementing these standards. So we're all making fun of our friend when he was telling us this crap, but I also told him I was going to message y'all. DJ.
Oh my gosh. All right. First thing first, is this real? 713-881-5500. Anybody else's kids' school or their workplace or whatever?
Super interesting.
Do triggered warnings. How are you supposed to give a warning when you get mad at something that happens in the game and you're like, ah, come on?
Exactly.
Dude, no, there's always been a trigger warning since the 1700s, 1800s. It's when the hammer cocks back. You can hear it.
You know what I mean? Do something wrong.
I've got one question. In 2019, is it legal to spank other people's kids yet?
No.
I don't think
no, you
so.
Cannot do
well,
that.
Well, I'm out.
Trust me, I've tried it in Walmart. It doesn't work.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's go to the phones. Line 5. Good morning, Jesse. What's your comment about these trigger warnings?
Well, I just wanted to tell you guys, actually, my boss sort of implemented this sort of policy in our office.
Wait, like a trigger warning policy?
Yeah, because like before she reprimands us, like in private or in front of a group of people, she warns us in private that an uncomfortable situation is about to commence.
You are lying.
And no. And it's actually opened up a new line of communication among our company. It helps us openly share our feelings in sort of a judgment-free environment. And I think, honestly, like, it would do the same thing for these kids as they're out there competing.
They're 13 years old, and they want a trigger warning?
Well, I mean, there is something to this. I did the same thing with my wife. Not the feelings thing, but an uncomfortable situation's about to happen.
Yeah. What?
Kind of thing.
That's a whole different, that's a different topic for a different day. But so you think it's helped your workplace?
Yeah, because, you know, we can sort of mentally prepare when, you know, things are going to be a little uncomfortable, whether it's about us or about another coworker, and we can kind of hash out how we really feel about it.
Well, I bet you love John Denver, don't you?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know what to say.
How about you, Jesse, you don't work in oil and gas, do you?
No, it's more of like an office.
I thought so. Not many people I know that work in oil and gas get trigger warnings, by the way.
Robin's on the phone. Robin, what do you think about this?
I just don't know what's happened to society, Mo. You know, I came through the military, and I was used to regimental sergeant majors screaming at me, and I thought my name was worthless for 4 years.
And, you know,
And then I came up and worked in the offshore oil and gas industry, and, you know, you'd get smacked around the back of the head as good as being looked at. And life comes on, and you're like growing up. If you did something wrong, you expected to get slapped. Here, people want a participation trophy for turning up, and to me, trigger warnings are ridiculous. And I've seen that in Katy. I teach karate in Katy. And I have a lot of people that come through to my club, and they tell me that they have this rank and that rank. And, you know, I said, okay, let's see what you got. And then they go and put on their pads and their, you know, their little mitts and all their comfort zones. And I'm like, dude, When the bad guy comes in the street and grabs hold of you and punches you in the face, he's not going to allow you to put your pants on.
Yeah, he's not going to give you a trigger warning.
Can't
Absolutely.
You see what color my belt is?
Exactly. Right. Thank you, Robin. We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Jacob, you're up, brother. What do you think?
Oh, man, I think this is the wussification of America, man.
By God. Hashtag right there.
Let's talk to Robert. Robert, good morning. What do you think about this?
I think it's absolutely insane.
You want me to give you a trigger warning before we go, Robert? Come on, man.
To be honest with you, my whole point of view on trigger warnings and parents getting offending and kids getting offending and grown adults getting offending, you just need to suck it up and get some tough skin because the world is not going to accommodate your little baby me.
Yeah, this ain't Lifetime television for idiots, man.
No, that's not how this works. I mean, I work on the Houston Ship Channel, and we're not going to give you a trigger warning when a freaking, like, a plate of steel is going to drop and it's going to be really loud, or or you drop a man cover on a metal deck to lock it down, and that's going to be like, no, that's not how this works.
Yeah. Not how it works. No, we got you, man. Thank you, Robert. We appreciate you.
Justin's on the phone. Justin, what do you think about this?
Man, I gotta tell you guys, I didn't grow up with this whole trigger warning, and I'm grew up just fine. And how the previous guy said the trigger warnings in his office work, I tell you right now, I'm in construction. I build highways for a living. That would get thrown out the window like a $2 bill.
$2. I thought you were supposed to save the $2 bill.
Right? No. Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, man, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Hey, Kate, good morning. What do you think about all this?
Honestly, I think it's a good idea. I think some of these kids feel a little pressured, and it'd be wise if we gave them a little bit more encouragement.
Really?
Before a bad situation.
Huh. What the hell?
So you don't think that this is, that they're not going to get a trigger warning everywhere in their life?
Maybe so. Maybe if we can get rid of some of the toxic masculinity, it'll help everybody.
McKinsey says we're creating a hostile listening environment.
Oh, yeah?
I'll get to that in just a second. It's the Morning Bull, George Moe, Cowboy Dave. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we have a chance for you to win tickets into Rodeo and the Bull Barbecue Shack. So stay tuned. That's coming up. Right now, we're talking about trigger warnings. We got an email from DJ.
Yes. One of his pals is a Little League baseball coach. And some of the moms came up to him after a meeting and suggested that he give his players, 13-year-olds, a trigger warning before he raises his voice or yells at them on the field.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord.
We're looking for advice for him. Getting lots of messages and texts in today. Isabel just texted in. She said, trigger warnings, the reason why your kids will still be living at home at 30.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So McKenzie sent us a message on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her to call in, and she said that she would not call the show because we're creating a hostile listening environment by having only people that agree with us on the air. I don't think we did that.
I think it's hard to find somebody that don't.
She said that we're making trigger warnings sound like it's a terrible thing, but it's actually proven to help communication, not only in the workplace, but it's proven to help kids at school communicate with each other, and we're making fun of it, thus creating the hostile listening environment.
Trigger warnings are like a hybrid car. Ain't nobody wants one.
I'm interested in hearing both sides. Like, I genuinely want to know what this guy, as a baseball coach, should say to these moms that really, truly believe that this is going to help their kids.
But I went back and forth. I said, call in, give your side.
Yeah, we want to hear.
She says, no, that we're being totally unreasonable.
You're being mean. Stop it.
I was going to say, conversation I had on Facebook kind of made me think, this is exactly what we're talking about.
But we seriously want to hear her opinion.
Yeah, who heard you? Engage us, yeah.
Have any of you ever coached Little League sports or anything like
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Okay. I have as well. I don't think there's anything wrong.
Did your team win?
Hold on. Yes. Actually, we did. I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to communicate better. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're going on one opposite side of an extreme and we're hearing the other opposite side of the extreme. We have to be able to sit there and find middle ground and be, hey, but how can we better communicate?
Not if somebody won't even call in and talk to us on the show about
Maybe
it.
Maybe she doesn't want to be on the radio, George.
This ain't Come the on, who doesn't want to be on the radio? Come
Dude,
on.
This ain't the UN, man. We're not trying to build bridges here. It's Little League softball.
Sorry, you're right. We should be dictators towards kids.
I
yes,
like
we should.
Hear both
yes,
sides.
We should.
Thank you, Mo.
I should have given a trigger warning
you're being
before
mean.
That.
You're not making it a welcoming exciting place for her to want to call.
Okay, Betsy, good morning. What do you think about this?
I think that people should stop watching CNN too much and catching up and just, you know, getting on the bandwagon of the latest catchphrase, such as toxic masculinity, because we don't want to turn our sons, I have two sons, and I don't want to turn them into, don't get me wrong, I love K-pop, but if you look at those boys that are on K-pop, they wear makeup, they look like girls, okay?
That's weird.
Ridiculous.
But don't you want your kid just to be happy?
Yes, I want the kids to be happy, but that means, you know, not ripping away their masculinity and let them be scared of everything, you know?
Growing up in Texas means learning about good manners, good hospitality, great food, and that Texas heat. We wouldn't want to be anywhere else. It's the Morning Bull with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.